It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Robert Bukosa, good afternoon to you. Welcome back and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our question.
Good afternoon. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Our question for today is, what does it mean to live a Christ-centered life? And how does that compare to living simply being a nominal Christian?
All right. So to live a Christ-centered life means to live in a way that is guided by the teaching and by the teachings of Christ. In other words, what we are saying is, if we are to live a life that is Christ-centered, we need to live according to the teachings of Jesus Christ. Okay. And the teachings of Jesus Christ is living according to the Ten Commandments that he gave us in Exodus chapter 20, verse 1 to 17, where the Ten Commandments are the character of Christ. That is what God expects us.
Our line is dipping down, Pastor. Pastor, can
Hello?
You hear me?
Yes, I can get you.
Okay, you just dipped down there. We didn't hear the last part of what you're saying. Could you say that again, please?
All right. So I was saying that just like what Matthew, in the book of Matthew, says that Christ lived a life that was not sinful on earth. Okay. As an example to us,
okay,
that we should also live a life without sin, just like Christ lived. And we can only live that life if only we live according to the teachings of Christ.
Okay.
And that is by reading the Bible, finding time to pray. That is what is going to reconnect us to God. And that is what is going to strengthen
right.
our relationship with Jesus Christ. And, this also can involve the love of God, the compassionate of God, the forgiveness and the humility that is found in Jesus Christ. So that is what it means to live a Christ-centered life.
And how does that compare to just living or being a nominal Christian? All right, that line is dipping again, Pastor. Could you say that again, please? And that line is gone just as he was answering the last part of our question. We're trying to get now the second part of the question. Remember, the first part of the question is, what does it mean to live a Christ-centered life? The second part of the question is, then how does that compare to being just a nominal Christian, Pastor? Are you there?
Hello, are you getting me?
I can now. Go ahead, Mfunis.
All right. So there are several key differences between Christ-centered life and a nominal Christian life. So what we are saying is a Christ-centered life is driven by a deep faith and connection, living according to the teachings of Jesus Christ. Mm. And the nominal Christian life is may not have the same level of spiritual commitment, may not focus on the living out their faith in a meaningful way.
Yeah.
But what we are saying is, this is what will help you now to become a connected Christ person, a person that will live according to the faith and according to the lifestyle of what God expects you
yeah.
or what Christ expects you to be. And that is what will help you to bring out the giant of Christian in the life of Jesus Christ.
So you dipped again, Pastor, when you said that is when it's going to help you live a giant what?
That is what will bring out the giant of being a good Christian in you,
okay.
because you are daily connected with your Jesus
okay.
and you are daily in the presence of Jesus Christ. That's
you.
Why we are saying if you are always connected with your God by reading the Bible, praying to your God, that will strengthen your relationship and that will bring
That will bring you to live a life that is Christ-centered so that it can be the daily thing in your life.
Got it. Got it. I hear you. Thank you very much, Pastor. That makes a lot of sense. Thank you very much. Looking forward to your answer for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundisi. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.